Chapter 2. East Coast School, Wellesley College, 1965-1969. Wholesome Creatures. In September 1965, Hillary Rodham and her parents drove 1,000 miles east from Park Ridge, Illinois, to Wellesley, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. After detouring by mistake to scruffy-looking Harvard Square, they were pleased to enter Wellesley College's secluded 500-acre campus, where they wound past spired brick buildings, an arboretum, and a stately library. The Ville Jr., an upperclassman responsible for orienting freshmen, greeted them at Hillary's dormitory, Davis Hall, and directed them to her assigned room, a cozy single. Through the window of the room across the hallway, Hillary could gaze at Lake Waban, one of the reasons she had chosen to come to Wellesley. Hearing music, Hillary wandered down the hall to ask another freshman what radio station she was listening to. Jeanette Fowles was unloading an entire station wagon's worth of belongings. She looked at Hillary's bare room and wondered, how could anybody get to college with only 2 suitcases? It wasn't long, though, before the two girls were trading clothes. She especially admired Hillary's navy blue wool peacoat with matching felt helmet. Hillary received her freshman green beanie, which she was expected to wear for college-wide step singing at the chapel, and the college's rule book. Friday and Saturday night curfews, a choice of 11 p.m. one night or 1 a.m. the other. No gentlemen callers allowed in rooms except between 2 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Sundays. Skirts required for dinner. She pored over the course catalog, calculating the complicated distribution requirements needed to graduate. 2 classes in literature, 2 in the arts, 4 in science, and more. A heavy load of 10 subjects every year. The documents also reminded students of the college motto, Non ministrare sid ministrare. Not to be ministered unto, but to minister. This notion of service to others felt right to Hillary, a confirmed Methodist and already an activist. The Rodhams could feel secure, knowing that Hillary...